After almost a decade on the Seattle City Council, Sally Clark is leaving government for a job with the University of Washington. Clark had already announced she would not run for re-election this fall, but when the UW job came up, Clark had a decision to make, either step down from City Council immediately or take a pass on that job offer.
Anyone who's ever gone for a position while they've still had a great job recognizes the conundrum, which is I have loved being a council member. I did announce earlier that I wouldn't be running again. It is time for me to make a change. It's been almost 10 years, and I feel like I need to find the next thing. I didn't anticipate I'd find it so quickly, and it has been a really difficult thing to both write the resignation letter, talk with people about the decision to leave, and now what I'm doing the rest of this week is packing up my office and sending off notes and letters to people who have been so incredible during my time at council.
You were first appointed to City Council in 2006 when Jim Compton retired from the job, but you had been in government before. You'd been a council aide at that point. When you came on with the city, what's one word that best describes Seattle?
Wow, one word. Wow. I'm going to say neighborhoods. And if you asked me what is the word that describes Seattle today, I don't know that I would necessarily use a different word, but the context is different now. The way that people engage in their neighborhoods or think about how they define their role and their life in the city is a little bit different in these time periods.
Well, neighborhoods have made themselves more manifest because the city council is about to change drastically. We are not going to have 7 district representatives of the 9 council members. It's something that the voters approved. Is that one of the reasons that you decided that it was time to leave?
The funny thing is I had already last year I had made the decision that if I was going to run, I would run citywide. I know running citywide. I've done it 3 times before. And as different as this transition to districts for the council might be, other cities in the country do it. You know, you make the transition, you survive. I think that this transition feels really sharp-edged to people because it's not how we have lived previously. And so you do see people very aggressively talking about the representation for their specific district and who they're going to hold accountable. And you hear the candidates talk about that. And that's great. And there will be an evening out period where people also have to figure out that if they're going to be successful, they also have to go talk with Sammamish. They have to go talk with Yakima. They have to make friends with Everett because there are things that this region decides in terms of funding and policies that will have direct bearing on what happens in a particular Seattle district. And so, again, I think you'll see particular pendulum swings towards super granular, what's happening at the intersection of Roosevelt and 65th. And you will see less granular, oh my gosh, how do I get Sound Transit to take a particular action?
I'm talking with current and about to leave Seattle City Council member Sally Clark. After 9 years on the council, she'll leave her job April 12th to become the Director of Regional and Community Relations at the University of Washington. We are sitting in the University District, Roosevelt, a lot of neighborhoods in town, Northgate. I could just throw them all out. Are seeing what happens when the fastest growing city in the nation tries to absorb new people, implement a mass transit, get people out of their cars, and in some sense, longtime residents feel dismayed and not heard. Younger, newer residents are excited about the prospects of rapid transit, real rapid transit, when the trains really start running. How, as a council member, did you take in all that kind of feedback and then think about what this city should be doing?
Yeah. And every council member has to figure out how to take all of those things that you just described in. So for me, I tried to figure out how much of my approach is based in the city that I know. I came here in 1984 to go to the University of Washington, stayed here as an adult. I made a lot of great friends at the U. I found housing that we could afford, usually in groups. I don't think I had my own place for quite a while. And what kinds of jobs were available to me at the time? What did I earn? What was I looking for in the city? I mean, we all bring that. That's like the personal baggage. But I also have to hear, what is it that the new people are looking for? And how do you lay a table for the folks who are going to come after? To some degree, it's figuring out how do you make a great city the quality of life that you and I are going to enjoy right now, and to open up the possibilities for the folks who are going to come after us, who have to make their own decisions.
Somebody described you to me as the city council Libra.
Is that good?
you can look at it both ways.
Gemini, so.
Oh, well, I'll call you the city council Gemini now. You are, some people would call you a fence sitter. Some people say you see both sides of the issue. Some people would also say that the council's become increasingly polarized. Do you feel that as well?
The polarization, I think, I do think that you are seeing more desire from groups in the city to have, and I wouldn't say the city of Seattle is alone in this. I think you've got a lot of urban places that are struggling with how you respond to the pressures of disparities, wealth gaps, income gaps. Cities are by no means the best place to work out these problems. But there's so much frustration at not seeing income disparity, health disparities, job and educational attainment differences that are still based in race, ethnicity, and class. Federal government, state government would be better to figure out these holistic answers to it. Cities are struggling to do it, and so you see wedge politics come in. You see people saying, I want you guys to do this. I want you guys to take a stand on X. So you do have to figure out, how do you hear the voices? How do you try to truth check what folks are telling you to the best of your ability? Then you got to vote. You got to make the call at that point.
How do you think that that's going to change when 7 of the 9 members of the council represent specific geographic locations in the city?
I think it's inevitable that you will have some members who really struggle with what they hear their constituents in their particular area want or don't want, as the case may be, versus what they know is right for the city. And I think some of the things that people worry about have to do with locating low-income housing for folks who have been homeless long-term, or who have had chemical dependency problems or mental health issues. And frankly, you know, in a city that has not had districts, locating those facilities is hard. When you have areas that really feel that they have already borne their share, districts can be great because they'll have somebody who will carry that flag for them, and that'll be good. But it also means that you will have a little bit more of a balkanized conversation about it, and you will have people trying to inevitably horse trade.
You are still seeing both sides of the issue there.
Well, I think I'm just describing what reality is going to be. So I don't think that that's necessarily going to be great for the folks who are trying to carry out that work in our city.
Sally Clark is with me. She has been on the Seattle City Council for 9 years, been with government longer than that. She's leaving her job April 12th. What won't you miss?
Won't I miss? There is a little bit of a more sharp-edged context to the dialogues right now. You know, the quickness with which social media can pump out something that you've said, and maybe you said something stupid, and that's good, but often it's that something's been plucked and it's put out there just really to be shot at, not for the sake of good dialogue. And that part, we have to figure out how you and I take in social media and what parts of it we use and what parts of it we set aside that are fun. You know, we get to shoot at it. You know, that's satisfying for a moment, but it's not helping us actually make decisions as a community.
So in your new job, you will not be a public figure, but would you ever work in government again?
Definitely.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many people who I've had the pleasure of working with, both as elected officials, the folks who work behind the scenes for City of Seattle every day, whether that's somebody who's out there filling the potholes or the work that is happening just when you think about the contracting that the City of Seattle does. Okay, sounds boring, right? Through contracting and through our hiring processes, we're trying to figure out, how do we move the needle on people who have access to a living wage job and who can build that into a career? We're trying to move the needle on how many small businesses and how many minority-owned businesses can actually make it in the city. That stuff's cool.
You are still in the midst of this, but how do you think you did?
Oh, my God. Is this the Greg Nichols give yourself a grade thing?
Yeah, give yourself a grade.
What I have learned from Mayor Nichols is never give yourself a grade. He also told me to never take over the chairpersonship of the Land Use Committee, and I disregarded him on that one. I chaired it for 4 years, which was awesome. You know, I'm sending out a final electronic newsletter at the end of this week, and I use that to go through some of the things that I think were good successes. And then there are a lot of things that are undone. You know, the tunnel project remains to be done. That's a state project, but certainly as a city council member, I feel a big investment in that being done right for the city. The waterfront, you know, unfinished business. So there are a lot of things on my list that I wish I could have checked off, but I think that's true of any council member when they're on their way out. You can't get all the work done, and that's part of the cool thing about the job. The next person comes in, decides what their priorities are, grabs the baton and goes.
Never boring.
Never boring. Oh, my God, never.
outgoing Seattle City Council member Sally Clark. Her last day on the job is this Sunday, April 12th. She'll start her new job at the University of Washington later in the spring.